in the trees, a potential snare. Close my eyes and block my ears. Cut the cord and leave me here.
You know, it's weird and sad that everybody wants to do a bit on Thanksgiving about sides or food or whatever. And I hate that because it's very cliche. But I don't know in all the years that we were on microphones together if we ever talked about this. Do you think somewhere there's probably a PAPN fan was like, yes, in 2017, you guys discussed macaroni and cheese and stuffing or some shit. What are your Thanksgiving plans?
This is a can of worms right here.
Well,
so we used to get weird.
Why? You mean like the food?
Food-wise.
Okay. You like Ryan Nanny? You do weird, you don't eat Thanksgiving food?
Well, we do. There's especially, like, my wife has a really good dressing recipe, and there's a place in town that does great take-and-bake stuff. So we'll get all that. We'll have, like, a meal at some point that is Thanksgiving-themed, and then we'll basically freeze a bunch of Thanksgiving dinners to eat throughout the next, like, 6 months. And on Thanksgiving Day with the family, we usually have a weird theme. Italian last year. We've done Hawaiian.
We have talked about this.
We'll see. And people have been waiting.
Years. So hang on. Here's the sound effects. Hang on. I'll get two shitty ink pens. Hang on. What's the theme this year?
America.
Well, what? That defeats the fucking point.
So, and it's my fault. I did it. Now, number one, it opens up food that we haven't had. We've already repeated Italy twice, I think. So we need some branching out in that regard. But also, a couple months ago, I became a mail order beans person from Rancho. It's a thing. It's a thing. Chefs talk about it a lot. Michael Roman's newsletter finally gave me. It's called Rancho Gordo. It's in California. All the fancy chefs use their heirloom beans. They're expensive for beans, but because they're beans, they're still only like $6 a pound.
Right. And in this economy.
But, you know, nailed falafel the first time I ever tried. Like everything's been amazing. And they sent out a little Thanksgiving recipes mailer PDF thing a while back. And I'm like, oh my God, there's some stuff in here I want to try. So that's what prompted it. Pissed our daughter off because she's like, but America sucks. But we're doing America this year. And that'll give us time to refresh and come up with better ideas later.
America themed Thanksgiving, which should just be Thanksgiving. Like, all right.
I like my version better. Smoked turkey, some bean-related things. My parents' best friend lives in town now. She's very good Southern cook, and so she's gonna have three or four things that'll be amazing. So it'll be
You passed the Is Missouri in the South test without trying because of the 1,100 shows I've taped today. Because it is a short Thanksgiving week, and so we're all just trying to do a week's worth of work in 2 days. Andy Staples this morning. His people are from South Carolina and Alabama. He grew up in Florida, so he's fucking, you know, he's white Southern cracker like me. We keep a bit going as like, is Missouri Southern? Ha ha. You know, mainly just to screw with Mizzou fans.
They're pretty easily
screwithable.
Screwed.
Obviously, I'm from Georgia, and then Ross Dellinger's from like, I don't know, somewhere 100 miles off the water in the Gulf. We were like, no one in the South says stuffing. Like, Andy stopped the show and he's like, so for all of you listening who don't understand, dressing is what you would call stuffing. And I was like, oh, I would never use that fucking word. And you just said dressing. So I'm not going to say that the debate is done forever, but I will say that for now, Missouri is the South. I mean, Sykeston is the South.
Oh, God, yeah. No, that's what I've always... Missouri's half Arkansas, half Iowa. Like, just I-70 just splits it in half. And so... although now that I think about it, I've seen certain flags, quite a few certain flags north of 72. So I think, but of course that means Indiana's south too. So,
There's parts of Indiana that are more southern than Kentucky. And yeah. If you know, you know. Here's what I'm going to do. Oh, fuck. This is a bonus episode. And what better bonus episode than to just... basically try and recreate what we used to talk about off the mic in OG PAPN days. My phone's dying, but let's pull up the timer. Okay. We have zero agenda today. So this
yeah,
is
I enjoy not having any idea where this is going. This is...
Well, it's not going to be... there's no curveball yet, or there really isn't a curveball today. Actually, no, we'll do this first because it's what you're supposed to do. All right, here's a 10-minute timer. Okay. Do you want to... Anything that is playoff-oriented, adjacent, et cetera. We now have 9 minutes and 51 seconds. This is where I want to start.
At the tone, the free preview portion of this episode will conclude. Boop! If you want to unlock the rest of the episode, go to phantomisland.show and sign up for a membership today. Phantom Island is produced by Michael Serber and presented by Homefield. Our theme music by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard comes from the song Phantom Island from their album of the same name. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon.